虹口区2019学年度第一学期七中学生学习能力诊断测试初三英语听力部分现在开始。 A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。 1. Look, the robot is sweeping the floor for the students in the classroom.
Look, the robot is sweeping the floor for the students in the classroom.
2. The whole family are pleased with the photos they took on the trip.
The whole family are pleased with the photos they took on the trip.
3. I saw Bill feeding his lovely golden fish when I passed by this morning.
I saw Bill feeding his lovely golden fish when I passed by this morning.
4. Cycling to school brings us lots of fun, but we must be careful in the street.
Cycling to school brings us lots of fun, but we must be careful in the street.
5. Mike will plant many trees in his school garden to make the school more beautiful.
Mike will plant many trees in his school garden to make the school more beautiful.
6. We were active in raising questions when the professor was giving us a lecture.
We were active in raising questions when the professor was giving us a lecture.
7. Listen and choose the best answer. 根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 7.
How was the weather during your holiday?
It didn't rain and the cloud days were great for the outdoor picnic. Question: How was the weather during the holiday?
How was the weather during your holiday?
It didn't rain and the cloud days were great for the outdoor picnic. Question.How was the weather during the holiday? 8. Excuse me, how much is a new bicycle?
It was 1,800 yuan yesterday, but today it's 400 yuan cheaper.
Question. How much does the man need to pay for the bicycle today?Excuse me, how much is a new bicycle?
It was 1,800 yuan yesterday, but today it's 400 yuan cheaper.
Question. How much does the man need to pay for the bicycle today? 9. When are we supposed to have the midterm exam? On Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither. Our class teacher says we'll have the exam on Thursday.
Question. When will the speakers have the exam? When are we supposed to have the midterm exam? On Tuesday or Wednesday?
Neither. Our class teacher says we'll have the exam on Thursday.
Question. When will the speakers have the exam?10.
May I have your order, please?
Some bread, steak, and mushroom soup, please. Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
May I have your order, please?
Some bread, steak, and mushroom soup, please. Question: Where does the dialogue probably take place? Eleven.
Was the book as good as you had expected?
Some people may enjoy it, but it was a waste of time for me. Question: How does the man feel about the book?
Was the book as good as you had expected?
Some people may enjoy it, but it was a waste of time for me. Question: How does the man feel about the book? 12.
Tim, you're late. What's the matter?
I went over my lessons late last night. I was too tired this morning.
Okay, come in, but don't be late again next time.
Question: What is the probable relationship between two speakers?
Tim, you're late. What's the matter?
I went over my lessons late last night. I was too tired this morning.
Okay, come in, but don't be late again next time.
Question: What's the probable relationship between two speakers? 13.
Oh, how happy you look today. Any good news?
My mother has bought me a new mobile phone for my 15th birthday.
Wonderful. But don't spend too much time playing games on it, will you?
Question: Why does the boy look happy today?
Oh, how happy you look today. Any good news?
My mother has bought me a new mobile phone for my 15th birthday.
Wonderful. But don't spend too much time playing games on it, will you?
Question: Why does the boy look happy today? 14. Good luck in your driving test.
I don't need good luck. I need another week to practice.
Question: What does the woman mean? Good luck in your driving test.
I don't need good luck. I need another week to practice.
Question: What does the woman mean? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。One Sunday, the famous detective Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson went on a camping trip. They soon chose a quiet and peaceful place near the river. They were quite satisfied with the place, so they set up their tent before they had dinner. After a wonderful dinner,and a bottle of wine, they soon fell asleep. Some hours later, Holmes woke up his close friend and said, Watson, look up at the sky and tell me what you see. Watson replied at once, I see millions and millions of stars in the sky. What does that tell you? Watson thought about it carefully for a minute. Then,he answered with great confidence. On one hand, it tells me there are millions of large groups of stars and planets in the universe. As for tonight, it tells me the moon is not covered by the dark clouds. Time-wise, it appears to be nearly a quarter past three. On the other hand, it's clear that nature is all-powerful and we are very small and unimportant. By the way,It seems that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. What does it tell you, Holmes? Holmes was silent for a moment, then spoke. Watson, you fool! Someone has stolen our tent!
One Sunday, the famous detective Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson went on a camping trip. They soon chose a quiet and peaceful place near the river. They were quite satisfied with the place, so they set up their tent before they had dinner. After a wonderful dinner and a bottle of wine, they soon fell asleep. Some hours later, Holmes woke up his close friend and said, "Watson, look up at the sky and tell me what you see." Watson replied at once, "I see millions and millions of stars in the sky." "What does that tell you?" Watson thought about it carefully for a minute. Then he answered with great confidence, "On one hand, it tells me there are millions of large groups of stars and planets in the universe. As for tonight, it tells me the moon is not covered by the dark clouds. Time-wise, it appears to be nearly a quarter past 3. On the other hand, it's clear that nature is all-powerful and we are very small and unimportant. By the way, it seems that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. What does it tell you, Holmes?" Holmes was silent for a moment, then spoke, "Watson, you fool. Someone has stolen our tent."
D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences. 听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。A journalist wants to write an article on a scientist, Dr. Robert Roger. His job is to study the weather. The following is the interview.
Hello, Roger. I'd like to ask some questions about your job. I wonder what an average day at your job is like.
That depends on what time of year it is. For most of the year, I work in my office. I do research on the computer and read and write scientific articles. But during hurricane season, I get good chances to fly into hurricanes.
You fly into hurricanes?
Yes.We fly into storms to study them. One of our jobs is to find out exactly the location of the center of storms. In a storm, it's really exciting. In one 2005 hurricane, I had two magazines and a can of Coke. Suddenly, they were flying in the air, near my face.
Is it only you on the airplane?
No.There were usually 15 to 18 people on the plane. These include pilots, engineers, and scientific staff. I'm part of the last group, which usually has 2 to 5 people.
Are hurricanes always bad?
Hurricanes are usually dangerous, but they are also important. No hurricanes mean some parts of the world don't get enough rain. You know, hurricanes move heat.From the warm oceans towards the north and south poles. So we need them too. A journalist wants to write an article on a scientist, Dr. Robert Roger. His job is to study the weather. The following is the interview.
Hello, Roger. I'd like to ask some questions about your job. I wonderWhat an average day at your job is like?
That depends on what time of year it is. For most of the year, I work in my office. I do research on the computer and read and write scientific articles. But during hurricane season, I get good chances to fly into hurricanes.
You fly into hurricanes?
Yes. We fly into storms to study them. One of our jobs is to find out exactly the location of the center of storms. In a storm, it's really exciting. In one 2005 hurricane, I had two magazines and a can of Coke. Suddenly, they were flying in the air, near my face.
Is it only you on the airplane?
No. There were usually 15 to 18 people on the plane. These include pilots, engineers, and scientific staff. I'm part of the last group, which usually has 2 to 5 people.
Are hurricanes always bad?
Hurricanes are usually dangerous, but they are also important. No hurricanes mean some parts of the world don't get enough rain. You know, hurricanes move heat from the warm oceans towards the north and south poles. So we need them too.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。